Luciano Sego-Sigoli on EAT. I'm David Moses with a CKRZ 100.3 FM news brief. Cannabis is not something you would associate with a Santa Claus parade, but that is exactly what the Six Nations elected council was discussing at their general finance meeting on Monday, November 20th. The topic arose after it was announced under new business by Councillor Kerry Bomberry that a float in the Six Nations Santa Claus parade operated by Off the Track was reported to have handed out joints during the parade procession.
Yeah, this morning I had a visit from a community member, and her concern was the Santa Claus parade. She had said that Off the Track float was given out cannabis joints. My question was, was the organizers aware of this prior to the parade? Because the parade is for the kids. And just as a FYI, I think first prize was Off the Track.
In fact, two councillors, Carol Green and Helen Miller, as heard in this next clip, gave personal accounts of people receiving cannabis products.
Right following that float, I went over to my daughter's place. So the grandkids were sitting here and they're all playing around. And I kind of was dozing off, but you know what I smelled? I smelled marijuana. And I said, Julia! I said, oh, God, it smells like weed in here. She goes, oh, my God, Mom. She comes running over. Kids are sitting on the floor eating their candies, digs in that bag and said, I just remember Brandon Stiers handed us two spliffs, like, you know, two pre-rolled joints. And I said, holy mackerel, your kids could have ate that. And what about all those other kids out in the community?
And a woman that came to me, I was in a restaurant, and she said, look what I got at the parade. And it was a plastic bag, and it had a joint in there. You can very well see it was a joint. Like, it wasn't hidden or nothing.
Newly elected councillor Elena Vinivri said she had spoken with the owner of Off the Track, Brandon Stiers, as well as members of the Cannabis Coalition in a group chat, and that he said he wouldn't be doing that again, and that they all agreed. Other councillors asked if the shop in question was licensed by the Six Nations Cannabis Commission. Again, Vinivri stated that it appeared Off the Track is unlicensed and operating independently, not associated with either the Coalition or the Cannabis Commission. However, the float also had numerous children dressed as Dalmatians. It was unclear if the children themselves were handing out the cannabis products, Councillor Helen Miller.
They had a whole bunch of kids walking along the float, and it was all those people that were giving out the little bags. It wasn't Brandon giving out the bags. It was all these kids and people, youth. There was youth. It was that floor where they were all dressed like Dalmatians. And there was a lot of youth walking along with that float. They were the ones handing out the bags.
And Councillor Greg Fraser, who was chairing the meeting in absence of the elected chief, Sherry Lynn Hill, asked what the vendor was thinking.
The comment that I had is it, a lot of times it comes down to the vendors. Do they think before they buy a product? You know, do they think before they sell the product? You know, do they think before they engage into a social event? And that's where the emphasis has to be on public safety, on well-being, community well-being. You know, it's not all about, you know, the dollar. You know, some good companies that put community first do well, and they stay in business longer. So I think that with our cannabis commission that's been working diligently on the safety part of it, I think has to be emphasized as well.
Councillor Dale Bomberry asked about police involvement, and Councillor Hazel Johnson said charges should be laid, asking where was their common sense.
Yes, I was just wondering if there was, you know, based on all this information, whether they're going to be reaching out to the Six Nations police to see what the legalities are in relation to an individual doing such a thing, especially at a public event. Yeah, with a lot of kids, it's not good. And I guess the other issue, if based on Kerry's comment, if they were the winner of the float, I mean, what, I don't know if there's a criteria or what was based on.
Personally, in my mind, I think that person needs to be charged because it's against the health and safety of this community, where they made a decision to put a float in there and hand that out, because there's consequences, and there's so much of that stuff that a child can take. And we've already lost one child in our community to drugs. We don't need that. And it's dangerous. And I don't care what the defense for the person is. if you can set up a cannabis shop and operate it, you should have common sense enough to know that you shouldn't do that, where small children are involved and it's a community event.
CKRZ attempted to contact Brandon Stiers, the owner of Off the Track, but had not heard back from him at the time of this report. The discussion ended with requests for press releases by the elected council, the Six Nations Cannabis Commission, as well as the parade organizers. CKRZ reached out to Vicky Fraser, the float organizer, for a comment, but no response had been received at the time of this report. A statement has been released on this topic by the Six Nations Cannabis Commission and is available on their website and social platforms. In addition, a recommendation was made to have all future Six Nations community events alcohol and recreational cannabis free, plus that future community meetings need to be established so that this topic can be discussed in greater detail. Also, as a disclaimer, I also sit as a commissioner for the Six Nations Cannabis Commission. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.